Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 7th chapter. The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering these things about him, and the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to arrest him. Jesus then said, "I will be with you a little longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will seek me, and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will seek me and you will not find me,' and 'Where I am, you cannot come'?" On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. When they heard these words, some of the people said, "This really is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Is the Christ to come from Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the offspring of David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" So there was a division among the people over him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers then came to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, "Why did you not bring him?" The officers answered, "No one ever spoke like this man." The Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to him before and who was one of them, said to them, "Does our law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he does?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Search and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." They went each to his own house. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Dale Skurla from Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Prescott, Arizona.
Let us pray. Faithful God, whose mercies are new to us every morning, we humbly pray that you would look upon us in mercy and renew us by your Holy Spirit. Keep safe our going out and our coming in. Stretch forth your almighty arm to strengthen and protect those who serve in the armed forces of our country, giving them courage and loyalty, that they may serve with integrity and honor. Let your blessing remain with us throughout this day. Preserve us in your righteousness, and grant us a portion in that eternal life, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. From John chapter 7 we read, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." This is our text for our morning meditation. Water is absolutely essential to life. The average human body contains about 60% water. Thus, we can easily say, no water, no life. Here in Arizona, we know this very well. Throughout the summer hiking season, we hear reports of rescuers assisting those who ran out of water. Sadly, we often hear recovery reports for lack of sufficient water. The Bible records multiple references to water giving life. In John chapter 2, Jesus changes water into wine. In chapter 3, we read of being born again through the baptism of water and the Spirit. Following our text, John says, "Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive." Thus, water becomes the metaphor for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Like water, we require the gifts of the Holy Spirit to survive this earthly and spiritual life, while navigating the pitfalls, trials, and challenges of God's gift of this world. Just as we require a constant supply of water for nourishing, cleansing, and lubricating our bodies, so we also require a constant supply of the Holy Spirit to nourish, cleanse, and fortify our God-given gift of faith. Just as water comes to us in many ways, such as from wells, the tap, bottles, rain, rivers, streams, and lakes, so the power of the Holy Spirit also comes in many ways. His power comes through reading, hearing, or meditating on God's Word, receiving His sacraments, fellowshipping, and speaking with other faithful Christians in church, at home, in the workplace, society, or school. The power of the Holy Spirit also comes in seeing the magnificence of God's creation, which we know as the natural knowledge of God. One thing is certain. When we ask God for help, He always replies. Sometimes we recognize His reply. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we neither like nor understand His reply. But don't get me wrong. We like the yes replies, but we don't like the no or not yet replies, which He sometimes gives. Sometimes His answers aren't packaged in the way we expect, and we simply don't recognize them. In Genesis, we read of Joseph's love-hate relationship with his brothers. They sold him into slavery, and God guided him into Egypt, where all the dreams his family heard and despised came true. His family neither understood the means, nor the packaging, nor the wisdom of God. If we are honest with ourselves, we should understand that they truly are us. Thankfully, the Holy Spirit guided Joseph to accomplish all he was to accomplish for so many people, including Joseph's family. Their living water came after the absence of Joseph for so many years. Our recognition of living water often comes after stubbornly distancing ourselves from the means of God's gift of grace, including the assistance of the Holy Spirit in motivating us to remain or to return to His flock so that we could be a blessing to others. Thanks be to God for His gift of life-sustaining water. Thanks be to God for the gift of His life-sustaining Spirit. Thanks be to God that He never gives up on us, even when we seem to give up on ourselves. To God and to Him alone be all honor and glory today and all the days of our lives. Amen.
We thank the Reverend Dr. Dale Skurla from Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Prescott, Arizona, for today's meditation on God's Word.